Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me for some fine points from yesterday's service and message. There are only 2 days before Christmas, and I hope you have made plans to attend Christmas morning service along with your family and friends. Let's make Christmas Day about what it is and supposed to be, which is the gift of God in the birth of Jesus Christ. Remember to come dressed casual in what you intend to wear the rest of the day. Show and tell will be here Sunday, and I'm looking forward to hearing from all of you as you share or recite something spiritual, scriptural, historical, inspirational, or biographical. We will share what you say and bring with others on our YouTube channel. On New Year's Eve, we will be in a year-end service we have traditionally called Watch Night, but this year we will begin at 5 o'clock p.m. instead of 10 o'clock p.m. This service will give all of us the opportunity to reflect on the year that was, to thank and honor God for allowing us to see the end of another year, and to pray and ask for His continued blessings and guidance as we enter another year. I hope you will attend and bring someone with you. Our missionary day is right around the corner and will be held on Sunday, January the 12th at 2:30 p.m. The guest preacher for the occasion will be Reverend D.S. Taylor, who is the pastor of East Rock Ford Missionary Baptist Church in Waysboro. All members are asked to bring a special offering of $25 for the program. Dinner will be served between services. And now just a few comments on yesterday's message, Receiving Added Things. Jesus referred to those things that take care of human needs as added things. Jesus understood that we are need-driven creatures and that we would seek to satisfy our most basic needs first. Those needs include things like food, water, and clothing. But Jesus insists that instead of seeking to satisfy those needs, we should seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and the fulfillment of all of our other needs would be added unto us. Unbelievers and Gentiles seek to fulfill their needs with added things, as Jesus calls them. But believers will seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness before added things and allow God to give them the added things that fulfill human need. People make lots of mistakes attempting to satisfy their needs based on their senses, desires, and thoughts. But God is in a superior position to not only know what we need, but what it takes and the best way to meet and satisfy those needs. Finally, something added will never replace something required, no matter how many needs they attempt to satisfy. We, as God's creatures, are required to seek His kingdom and righteousness before anything else. And if we do that, all the added things will be given unto us that not only meet our human needs, but prepare us for our eternal destiny with God. Look for our Sunday School preview that comes out on Thursday of this week on our Facebook page and mobile app. You can also enjoy the Sunday School daily readings anytime and anywhere at our website. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.